huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Seven lessons from the richest people known to man, known to you. I was running a clubhouse room with many successful people and I asked them one question. And we had a billionaire in the room, Jim Mellon. And I asked them, what's the single best lesson from the richest person you've ever met? And I'm going to share seven of them with you now. Welcome to the Money Podcast. If you're listening, thank you for being a subscriber and supporter to the Money Podcast. And if you're watching live, do you subscribe to the Money Podcast? If you don't, I will find you. I will hunt you down. I will slap you in the face. I will get your phone out and I will ask you to subscribe to the Money Podcast. Come on. Oh, they say money doesn't make you happy. Fuck it. Honestly, they don't teach enough about money in school, in my opinion. And my personal vision is to help as many people on the planet start and scale their business and get better financial education. My foundation, the Rob Moore Foundation, exists to help young and underprivileged people start meaningful businesses that change the world. So, seven lessons from the richest people known, from very successful people. Number one, OQP. This is from Les Brown. Only quality people. OQP, only quality people. Cut out of your life. Silently and politely remove anyone else who's a drainer, a complainer, a bitcher, a moaner, and has a problem for every solution. Number two, you need to create recurring income rather than repeating your time for income. How can you create recurring income from intellectual property and information, books, ads and sponsorship on podcasts, YouTube channels, premium add-ons on all the social media platforms? There's supporters and stars for Facebook. I have thousands of supporters. Thank you for following my work and supporting me. Stars is like a tipping and donation. Clubhouse have just launched a new tipping feature. There's YouTube Premium, Luminary for podcasts. There's a premium on every channel. There's Patreon, the independent ones. You could have your own membership site. But what you need to do is turn your information into recurring income, not have to sell your hour, get £50, pay all the taxes, be left with £20, and then exchange that hour again. How can you create recurring income? My books create recurring income. My training businesses create recurring income. My properties create recurring income. Okay, the third lesson from the richest people you know are take some of your profits, a good amount of your profits, and invest back into assets and create this virtuous cycle of recurring and passive income and increasing in asset base and equity. So most people, they invest in an asset, they take all the money. If you invest in an asset, take half the money and put half the money back into an asset, and then take that half money into another asset and collect half the money, you will compound your asset base. So don't just spend all the money and don't just reinvest all the money. Enjoy a bit, yes, but reinvest profits back into assets and then you'll get this compounded effect, whether it's in your stock portfolio, in your ISAs, or in your property investment or any profits you make from your business. Number four is get people earning money for you. You know, people in poverty work hard for their money. People in riches get other people and money working hard for them. Do you have staff? Do you have outsourcers and VAs? Can you pay someone a few pounds an hour so you can free yourself to earn many pounds an hour. If your income generating value, which is discussed in detail in my book, Money, which is the partner of this podcast, Money, because we all love money, don't we? Give me a yes if you love money. If you're listening to the podcast, you can even shout out walking down the street or in the gym, yes, I love money, rep one. Yes, I love money, rep two. There's nothing wrong with loving money. Money is a human construct. If you love money, you love humanity, as long as you love the goodness that money brings and you don't use it for greed and power. But if you get staff, team, outsourcers, virtual assistants, PAs, coders, designers, anyone can do a task for you that you could pay £20 or £50 or $70, but that could free your hour when you were doing it and you could go and earn $500 in that hour. Know your income generating value. Know your income generating tasks and outsource and delegate everything else. Okay, point number 5 of 7 is just because someone got wealthy doesn't mean they forgot what they learned and turned into an idiot. So generally, very wealthy people tend to know what got them there and they stay humble and curious and a continued desire to learn. That's at least from the billionaires I've met. A lot of the people I bring onto Clubhouse who are billionaires or the billionaires I've interviewed on my podcast, people are like, wow, they're so humble. Wow, they're so grounded. They're respectful. That's because that's what made them successful. And sometimes the ego gets in the way and people change once they become successful. But money doesn't really tend to change you. It tends to make you more of what you already are. Okay, number 6 then. Get around people who know how to make money, people who know the flow of money, people who generate vast economy through renting out and creating loads of taxes. And, you know, for example, if we buy a commercial property, there's loads of taxes that we pay. There's rates that we pay. There's rental income that we create. But of course, there's housing that we create. Letting agents get paid. Developers get paid. Builders get paid. The council and the government get paid. Lots of people get paid when we invest in assets. So hang around people who have a mass flow and movement of money, create lots of jobs and economy, and that will rub off on you. And then the 7th point, I'll be really quick because they're doing my garden. You can probably hear the chainsaw. And that is calmness under fire. This was from Jim Mellon, my billionaire friend. He said, have calmness under fire, grace under pressure, manage your emotions well, and you will master your life and your money. I believe if you can't manage your emotions, you probably can't manage your money, I think. And Warren Buffett said something to that effect. So 7 lessons from the richest people you know or they know, from rich people who know even richer people. Number 1, only quality people, from Les Brown. Number 2, create recurring income rather than exchanging time for income. Number 3, invest back into assets that create passive and recurring income to compound your wealth and your equity. Number 4, get others working and earning money for you. Leverage staff, systems, processes, software, automation, outsourcers, VAs, PAs, designers, people on Fiverr and Upwork.com. Next one was 5. Just because you're wealthy doesn't mean you have to turn into an idiot. Remember what got you there and stay humble to the process of continual education and learning from everyone. Number 6, get around people who know the flow of money, who create vast economy and money flow. And number 7, calmness under fire, grace under pressure, from a billionaire, Jim Mellon. Hope you found this useful. This is going to be on the Money Podcast. If you haven't yet subscribed to the Money Podcast, where have you been your whole life? It's on the podcast Money. Got itchy ears, don't know why. I'm not doing that. I will be wealthy. I will be wealthy. Rubbing my ears, I will be wealthy. I am a money magnet. I'm not doing that. download this on the Money Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Everywhere you can get a podcast, this Money Podcast is. Most people don't know I have a second podcast called Money because they know the first podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. And if you found this content useful, hit the share button now. Vote with the finger. Vote with the finger. Hit the share button. If you don't share, my work doesn't go out to the masses. I invest my time and money for you to get the benefit of, you know, what I've learned over 15 years and doing more than 9 figures in total revenue, getting myself out of 50 grand worth of consumer debt, millionaire by 31, decamillionaire, and then beyond, and probably stop counting after that. So, yeah, the way you can help me, people are always asking me, hey, Rob, how can I help you? You give a lot of content and value on Clubhouse and podcasts and social media. How can I help you? Well, look, buy my stuff, sure, but actually how you can help me the most is just share my work if you think it's useful. Hit the share button on the podcast or on the live video. I love you. Remember that if you don't risk anything, you risk everything, and money does make you happy. See you on the other side.